With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. An earthquake Friday rattled some pretty big cities.
The quake was centered in White House Station, New Jersey, about 45 miles from New York City.
The pictures on the walls were shaking.
Robert Casera lives in New York City. Fifth grader Seema Setti was at school.
The ground was shaking, and I didn't hear necessarily as much.
The quake was felt from Baltimore to Boston. Some flights were diverted or delayed. Zach Pollock ended up flying to Allentown, Pennsylvania.
I was supposed to land in Newark Airport, and on the way down landing, we saw the flight got back picked up in the air, and we questioned that. And the pilot gave us the answer, stating that it is an earthquake just happened.
Bridges and other major infrastructure in the region are being inspected for any possible damage. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, as former President Trump seeks the presidency a third time, several officials who served in his first administration are warning about his return to power, and even some have dire predictions for the country if he's elected again. Correspondent Michelle Price explains.
His former Defense Secretary Mark Esper has called Donald Trump a threat to democracy. His former National Security Advisor John Bolton has called him unfit for the presidency. And his former running mate, Vice President Mike Pence, has said he will not endorse him. He said in good conscience he could not endorse Donald Trump. Now, this group of folks who have issued these dire warnings about Donald Trump are outnumbered by the people who served in the administration who are backing Trump again. But it is very unusual to have vocal detractors like this speaking out against their former boss. We have not seen this in the modern presidency.
The Israeli military has dismissed two officers and reprimanded three others for their roles in drone strikes in Gaza that killed seven aid workers on a food delivery mission. And it's not clear whether the punishments and an apology would calm an outcry over the deaths. This is SRN News. A battle over suicide taking place in Canada.
An unnamed 27-year-old Calgary woman who suffers from autism has decided she wants to kill herself, and the Canadian government has agreed to help her. Despite the fact that autism is not fatal, the woman has the right under Canada's Liberal Assisted Suicide Law to take her own life. Her father is fighting to keep her alive, and a judge has given him 30 days to conduct an appeal, but so far every lower court has ruled against him. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds most Americans are aware there's been a rise in anti-Semitism in the country following the deadly Hamas attack on Israel last fall. The Pew Research Center report also reveals Americans are broadly comfortable with speech both for and against Israel and the Palestinians. But most adults are not okay with calls for violence against Jews or Muslims. This is SRN News. Johnson & Johnson is pumping more money into heart care.
Johnson & Johnson announcing a roughly $13 billion deal for Shockwave Medical, which specializes in technology that helps open clogged arteries. The deal has already been approved by the boards of directors from both companies. Shockwave specializes in intravascular lithotripsy, technology that uses sonic pressure waves to crack calcium lesions in arteries and restore blood flow, along with stenting. The technology is used to treat coronary artery and peripheral artery disease. John Scott reporting.
Boston City Council considering reducing the city speed limit from 25 to 20 miles an hour as a way to cut down on the number of pedestrian accidents. The last time Boston dropped speed was back in 2017 when it went from 30 to 25. But one council member thinks it ought to be dropped down to 15 miles an hour. More at SRNnews.com.